This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hi, this is Amir.
And this is also Amir.
And you are listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast.
Life from the perspective of a gay South Asian married couple.
Enjoy! Hi.
Hello, Diva.
I am the Diva. I'm the doll. I'm the Diva. I'm the doll. The dolls are the girls and the Divas are the Divas. The Divas are the tea and hunty. That is fierce.
Correct.
Hi. Hello. Welcome to the You Don't Love Me Boys podcast, everybody. Welcome. My name is Amir and I am your drag gym bro. Oh, get into those. There's literally nothing there. Get into that. Do you like it? No. Hi, what's your name?
Hello. My name is also...
Hi, hello, caller. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is also Amir. I am from Manchester in the UK right now.
Yeah.
And it's really nice and really fun.
Yeah, but where are you really from?
Oh my God, don't. Not where you're really from. So yeah, really hello from? Everyone. Welcome to the podcast. If you are watching on YouTube, hello. You probably find my husband in face. For a few episodes because she's very busy.
Well, I decided to wash it for once.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I washed it and underneath is this fierce hunty.
This fierce diva, honey.
Do you know the number of times I forget that I've got makeup on is insane.
What, when you're in drag?
Yeah, I forget.
Oh, do you ever like wipe your face or like touch your face and stuff?
Yeah, no, that I don't do, but like sometimes like I'll finish a gig and then I'll go in front of the bathroom mirror and I'm like, like, oh, okay.
Do you ever go in front of the bathroom mirror and be like, ooh, yes, fierce?
Yeah, when I do my makeup, just before I put my lipstick on, I'm like, I'll turn down the lighting in the bathroom to the lowest setting and I'll be like, woman. Oh, look at those cheeks. Oh,
you have had quite a makeup journey, haven't you?
Oh, it's been quite the transformation. Shall I get up in the gig?
Yeah, get up in the gig. Get up into the camera. Show the children. Show the gig.
I love it.
Show the everything. It's drag, honey.
I'm bombing your camera. No, not that camera. That camera.
You're what my camera? You're doing what to my camera?
Your close-up camera is homophobic. I'm sorry.
You're doing what to my camera?
Yeah. Should we talk? Yeah. And my mug has had quite the transformation.
Yeah, girl. It's had a journey.
I did a gig the other day. So for those watching who don't know, I am a drag queen as well as a podcaster and gym bro. But like, I worked with a queen recently and she said to me, she went, what have you done differently to your makeup? And I went, everything.
Yeah.
Trust me, everything.
It's a journey, but you have been wanting to and willing to improve as you go along. Why is that?
I don't know, but I also decided to do my hair as a guy today because we don't usually do me in drag doing the podcast.
Yeah.
And I think I'm like psychologically like confused because I've done a drag face, then I've done my hair like a guy, like the picture, look. Why? I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, what was your question?
That your makeup's been on quite a journey. Why is that?
Because life is a journey. Life's
so pathetic.
Life's a journey. That's what it is. Like, you know, you just keep going with it and then you see what happens and you... I've always been a practical learner. There's many drag queens out there that will literally sit at home for like 9 months and do their face and then drop out on the scene and it's like, oh, who's this queen? But I tend to find that like that inevitably leads you to failure because you want to learn from your mistakes. I think that's how you grow in a sustained way. Do you know what I mean? You're never going to be a finished product. You're never going to be a polished product. Like, you're always going to be changing and adapting and evolving with the time. Like now everybody does cut creases with their makeup. In 5 years' time, they're going to be like, that was disgusting.
Yeah, delete.
Like, my makeup is very 2016. I don't know why, but like...
Such a specific reference.
It is.
Only a gay boy can say that.
Only a gay boy. Yeah, exactly. My eyeliner's on fleek de fuck. Do you remember? Fleek.
No. It's fleek de fuck.
De fuck.
De fuck.
Yeah.
D-A.
Yeah.
F-U-Q. D-A-F-U-Q.
Dog filter on Snapchat. Girl, do you know what I mean?
This is Alexandra Burke, okay.com.
Yeah, literally.
Not dog filter on
Snapchat. Yeah. So, do it again.
But, da fuck. Okay.com.
Oh my god, there is a video of you with the dog filter
I'm
on.
I'm getting carried away today.
There's a filter of you with the
I
dog.
Know.
Yeah, you're like, go away. My god, do you know what? Cancel drag. This is the reason why.
Drag phobia.
Yeah, it's weird. But yeah, 2016, that's what it like. My makeup, I don't even know where I was going with that story. How are you?
I'm good, right?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You
that
recently
was nice.
Had a birthday.
Yeah, I did. It happened. And I do want to talk about something though.
Okay.
And I don't know what's going to happen by the time this podcast airs and comes out.
Yes.
But we were hacked.
Yes, as it stands right now, our accounts have been hacked. Your personal account.
My personal account.
And our
joint account.
Our joint podcast.
Instagram.
Instagram accounts. And I believe one of them, nobody has access to, including the hacker.
Yeah.
And then the other one, the hacker has access to, and they're asking for a ransom of £1,000.
Mama, we've been blackmailed.
We've been blackmailed.
This is... kind of iconic. So we are in our blackmail era where people are blackmailing us for money. Yeah. This is everything.
It is.
I shouldn't say that.
No, I know. And you had a little, I don't know if I should tell people business, but you had a little cry the other day.
Yeah.
Because like, you, obviously you've worked so hard on the digital aspect of the accounts. And you had a little cry. And I said to you, I said, can we just talk about how iconic this is that you are crying about your social media?
I know, it was.
Like, this is baby's first steps to becoming Kim Kardashian.
Literally, do you know what I mean? Love Kim Kardashian,
like, oh my
though.
God. Yeah, me
it
too.
It was very that. It
I know,
was...
I love that fake bitch.
Girl, we love her.
Yeah, we
do. That's a story for another day.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were hacked. And it was dramatic. The whole time so far has been so dramatic. Trying to get back into the accounts, getting kicked out, trying to get in touch with Meta a million times, opening
Shout
reports,
out to you,
opening
Meta.
Accounts, screenshotting images, going back and forth, waiting 24 hours, 48 hours, IDs, codes, blur, blackmail, finding out who's actually done it.
Yeah, we've managed to figure out who's actually done it. There's a... It's bittersweet, isn't it? Not even bittersweet. It's just disappointing, but it's not entirely unexpected. It's very Judas, one of you will betray me.
You know what?
And it's not the first time that it's happened.
You haven't watched it yet, The Traitors. It's
giving The Traitors.
It's giving very faithful, traitor.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Can I say something?
Go on.
The part of me is like, because we know who it is.
Yes.
Right? And you know, when I'm with like, and it's a friend.
Yes.
Right? Unfortunately.
Very close.
When
a good friend.
Yeah. When I'm in like a group of friends, sometimes I just feel like dropping like, yeah, it's one of you. And then walking off.
Oh my God, one of you will betray me.
Because yeah, that's very old me.
Yeah.
It's very old me. I would have literally been like, yeah, so we know for a fact it's one of you that's hacked the account. And we're going to decide if we're going to move forward and, you know, with
yes,
it all.
But will you be clapping in their face?
Girl, let's
no one.
Let's not bring my past back into this. One day, one day.
No, we're not talking about that story.
Okay, don't cancel me. But do you know what's funny now? I'm thinking... Now that we're recording this podcast, I've already... You know what I said I'm going to do in real life?
Uh-huh.
I've done it now.
Yeah.
That person knows
Inception.
It's them.
Yeah, it's classic sociopathic tendencies whereby they want to be seen. They want you to know that they've done it. Do you know what I mean? They want to be caught. That's a classic sociopathic tendency. But what I think also is really interesting is the sheer number of people that have kind of come to our support and said, girl, have you been hacked? We don't want to buy Bitcoin off you. What's going on?
It's been
that. Great to see, but it's also been really interesting to see the ones who have kind of laughed in our face and gone, because the hacker posted a picture of a Mercedes-Benz car and then they were like, oh, we just thought you were gloating about a new car. Hope you get it back. Or like,
Hope you get that car one day.
Yeah, you'll get that car one day. Let me tell you, is this my camera? Let me tell you, bitch, we don't need that car. Trust and believe, we do not need that car. What we have and what we have had
We're happy.
In terms of vehicle pleasures, we are perfectly fine without going
also,
into too
we're
much
not a
detail.
We're not those
so,
girls.
Calm the fuck down. But then, you know, okay, so there's this one drag queen who actually contacted me to laugh.
Oh my God, is this our bitch era?
I don't give a shit.
Right, yeah, go on.
I don't give
drag
a shit.
Drag the queen.
When is it not our bitch era?
Drag the queen.
Do you remember that time we did a little thing for this reality TV show? And one of the questions they asked us, they went, are you too bitchy? We were like, no.
Are we gay?
I was like, define bitchy.
Yeah,
no, but there was this one drag queen and she was like proper laughing and going, oh, you guys all, well, I'm not going to say too specific stuff because then we'll all know who it is. But like, I was like, you're laughing in my face at my misfortune. You know, it's essentially the podcast is a business. We might not make shitloads out of it, but it does contribute. And you're kind of laughing at somebody stopping our bags.
And it's like, also a way to connect with the world.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. 100%. You know? That's the big thing. Actually, I should mention. Yeah, you're right. And so I was like, why are you just see us as these commodities who are just sort of self-centered and that couldn't be further from the truth in many ways.
That's
you know?
Very true because, you know, with hacking, one massive worry of mine was, you know, in the DMs we have like numbers and emails and private stuff of like high profile people.
Yeah,
and we also
yeah.
have like stories of young queer kids that are not out yet and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, this is not a joke.
No.
This is, you know, this is serious. But the hacking went really far. Like my Netflix got hacked. My email got hacked. Our joint email got hacked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your Facebook got hacked. And your Instagram got hacked.
The back end of everything.
Disney Plus got hacked.
And by the way,
it's insane.
For those that want to say, do you have two-factor this? Do you have that? We have everything. We've done everything.
Yeah.
This was a really targeted, sophisticated attack.
Yeah, they went through the back end.
Yeah.
To the point where they even switched two-factor authentication off once we managed to regain the account. Because we regained the account twice.
Yeah.
And then to counteract that, they switched two-factor authentication off in the back end. Like, it's insane. And then at one point, the way and the speed at which they were hacking it was almost automated. Like, it was insane.
Yeah. So, like, it's wild. So, like, do you know let's be honest, you know, throughout the week, how have your emotions been through this?
It's been really, really tough. It has been really, really tough because, you know, I'm a drag artist, but I'm also a comedian. I'm a stand-up comedian. So my job is to make people laugh and be funny about it. And, you know, recently I did a show in Sheffield. It was great. It was a fab audience, brand new audience. But I went into it feeling shy and I had to leave that backstage and then just go on and then go back home knowing that you're still distraught. And you know, it is a way to connect with the world. Social media and the media in general has been wonderful to us. It really really has.
Oh, it really
and
has.
You know, sort of seeing you so upset and seeing you so hurt by what somebody has done that you know very well and you're very close to, and you know, I can only do so much. And then at the same time, you can't stoop to their level. And you also know that the world still does revolve and the world still does continue spinning and great things continue happening. It's such a dichotomy, you know? So it has been, I can't say that it's not been tough, but honestly, like the accounts and everything, that is kind of matrixy in a way.
Yes.
Take a step away from it. You know, you're my person. Seeing you really upset has been very tough. But then in addition to that, I kind of think to myself as to what the lesson is from it all. And I think one of the big lessons was who gets it, who actually gives a shit, and how many people are around us that just kind of are either there for the ride or they just want to see us fall. And there's you know, that has kind of, it's kind of made me realize to kind of just keep our head down and just do our own thing. And the people who get too giddy, they're kind of just, maybe they're just getting too giddy because they're just, you know, they're here for a ride or for a day, for an occasion. There's only few people who actually get us or are here to sort of help support and elevate us. And we, as are we there for them. I think there's much fewer people than I previously thought, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
Mm.
It's kind of helped kind of thin the background. It's helped reduce the background noise.
No, I absolutely agree. And We'll take a short break now.
We're going to take a little break.
And then I want to delve into like my learnings from this and my experience.
We're going to take a little break. I'm going to think about my lifestyle choices and we will be right back.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And we are back. Hello.
Hello again.
We were talking about being hacked.
Yes.
On the podcasts, on the Instagrams, on the socials. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about whether there is any learning apart from wishing death upon the hacker. What has there been any learning for you?
Oh, 100%. You know, it was initially... And throughout the process, it was tough because, like you said, like it's something I really put my heart and soul into, you know, my personal account and the other one. And so it's been our way to connect with the world when we weren't able to connect with anyone.
Yes.
You know, from where we come from, it was like just us being isolated and finding people like us, you know, and inevitably it went on to us like representing. And and also it's a time capsule of our love. You know,
100%.
I really do feel that. And, you know, my personal account, that really gave me the confidence to write my anthology and release it out there.
Yeah.
It really gave me the confidence to do that, you know? So, you know, the person that did it, I'm like, oh, that's a real attack, you know?
You're personal. It's really, personal.
Really personal. So, like, you've had the account, and it was, I was distraught. I was upset. It was really, really tough. And then, but my life carried on, and I'm so proud of myself because I didn't break. I didn't start, you know, doing shitty things and stopping everything in my life and stopping working out and walking and doing X, Y, and Z. I didn't crack in that way. I persevered. I pushed. I kept doing exactly what I needed to do. And it's a few lessons. It was like I've gained so many tools over the last year, and I feel like the universe was like, okay, you're asking for stuff now. And, you know, how are you going to use these tools that you've, you know, been given? Are you able to, you know? And another lesson is this thing's happened to us, but then it's flipping it. I'm like, this thing's happened for us. What is the lesson here? And a massive thing for me is, you know, I do wear my heart on my sleeve. I give wholly to people.
Yeah.
I really, really do.
Oh, do you know?
Oh, yes, I do, honey. I give wholly to people. And a lesson for me is more... so around setting boundaries.
Yeah.
It's really important to set boundaries with people. And if they don't understand your boundaries, they are not your people. Full stop.
You've learned that from the hacker?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've definitely learned that. I've learned that before, but pushed that further.
Right.
And also about surrounding yourself with the right people.
Yeah.
And learning that everyone's not here to support you. Everyone out there in your life, including friends and family, they are not here to support you. You do not need to share your hopes and dreams with everyone. You do not need to share your thoughts with everyone. And you do not need to share your feelings with everyone. Because a lot of people are not worthy of it and are not worth it.
Yeah, they a lot of people are just there for entertainment.
People are
which is fine.
People are here for the ride that you're on. And some people, they don't get it. You know, we work really hard on what we do and we have fun.
Yeah.
And we're in alignment with that. And, you know, some people don't get that, and that's fine.
Sure.
It's absolutely fine. Like you, for example, you are a drag artist, comedian, actor.
Thank you, Beyonce.
That is what you do. That is your full time.
Yeah.
That is your job. Mm. That is your purpose. You are not playing drag.
Yeah. It's not a joke.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Yeah,
it's fun, but it's not a joke.
Be a comedian with a face on in makeup, but it's not a joke. Like, as in my life isn't a joke.
You're a business owner.
Yeah, 100%. You know, 100%. I'm a sole trader.
Exactly, you're a sole trader. This is your livelihood. So, you know, and I know even you've had issues right now in the past where it's like people are really trying to ruin everything for you.
Well, okay. Two things that I want to touch upon. I want to talk about how I'm currently going viral on social media. But before I talk about that, I just want to talk about this whole, kind of wrap up this whole hacking situation.
Yes, please wrap it up, because I could go on.
Yeah, because the question that I'm sure many people will ask is, why is it so serious? Why is the internet, get over it? Oh, you had a social media account and it's deleted or it's been hacked, whatever. Like, that's not the real world. So then my question is, I don't need to defend whether social media is real or not. I don't need to defend that at all. I think that it's an extension of ourselves. But then why does it impact one so much? Do you know what I mean? Mm. That's really interesting, I think, you know, to explain to an outsider who doesn't get this world, for them to understand as to why. Because there's always been this debate as to, oh, well, it's not real. Social media isn't real. Well, it is. For me, it always has been.
Real right now.
Yeah, it's real. Exactly. We're not, well, I mean, okay, fine, I've got a face full of makeup, but like, it's still real. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And so I think social media is just so far removed for some people that they're like, oh, well, it's nothing. Well, actually, it is. It's people's livelihoods. It's people's ways, like you said, to connect with the world. It's also a tool to help people serve their purpose. You know, before it was all about magazines and newspapers and running around getting people's autographs. Now it's the same thing, but it's translated into social media. It's just a different way to communicate and engage. And I think people should realize that rather than trying to tear people down on social media because they used a filter. Everybody uses a filter. We all know that they're filters. But, you know, you know, coming for social media, I'm going to say it. Coming for social media is not the flex that you think it is.
No, it's not.
It is not the flex. You are not virtuous for being off social media. I'm sorry. Eat shit and die. You are not. You're just not, okay? You're just not. I take back the eat shit and die, but,
but that's the clip.
but it's not. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is an extension of yourself, especially for creatives. You know, not everybody has to be on social media in a public way.
No, they don't.
You know, you've got 500 followers. You're not a public figure. Chill out, loves. Like, just, you don't need to figure publicly. Like, you can just enjoy it for what it is. But if you are a creative, if you have a voice, then it is important.
It's a way to connect with the world.
It is, 100%. Okay, that's the first point. The second point that I wanted to discuss, not to make it about myself, but recently I have been going virus.
Yes, you've been going virus. And by that, we mean viral.
Viral.
Okay, tell everyone the clip that went viral. It's always something you don't expect to go viral, but it's
the dumbest.
It's gone crazy.
Yeah, like
everywhere.
Beyond anything ever. I think some account posted it. It's a clip of me doing stand-up comedy at Frog and Bucket in Manchester that was created, mm-hmm. shall we say. And it's on my Instagram and stuff. And then this other account posted it. And
it's not even one of your favorite jokes or anything.
So we'll get to that, girl. So as it stands, it's had 2.7 million views on Instagram. But then in addition to that, it's had another 700K plus another 1 million, I think. So I think combined.
And by the time this episode comes out, probably more.
Yeah. So it's around 4 or 5 million views right now, which is crazy for someone like me. And with it has come this love and adoration from even some people who work with A-listers and stuff. Like, it's been crazy.
You mean, you know, some great influencer people, makeup artists, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and even like A-list or drag queens
well. We don't need to mention names.
No, we don't need to mention names. So it's been really, really great. But then the fucking sleuth of hate that has come my way. All because this joke, which I created as part of a larger ensemble of jokes, is about children, right? Yeah. And about how I, as Lady Bushra, hate children. My drag character, Lady mm-hmm. Bushra. And there's loads of people have said to me that I've copied it from Will and Grace. And it's a Will and Grace joke. Will and Grace, a show that ended in 2006, the original run, okay? And I happen to be a Will and Grace fan. And I know which clip they're talking about. Because when they started coming for me, I was like, oh, wait. So I looked into it. It is a joke for 2 seconds that she makes it. And it's not even the same as what I've made. And I don't understand why people are like, oh, she's plagiarizing and she's copying. Like, first of all, copying. I'm not even a real woman. Okay. First of all. Secondly, it's just, I mean, girl, I was so tired that day. I had joggers on underneath my costume. I forgot to take my joggers off. That's how ill I was that day. It was just, a one clip of a larger joke that isn't copied. But because I'm one of those people that I don't lock horns with people on social media, and if anybody has anything,
it makes you laugh.
if anybody has anything negative to say, I usually just block them. But this is an onslaught to the point where I just have to laugh. I'm just like, you know, with all the craziness that's going on in the world, you coming for a drag queen making a joke that you think she copied off a TV show in 2006 is not the flex that you think it is. Mm. It's just not.
I just think it's all hilarious.
It's so funny.
Because you're getting... But this is inevitable when you go viral. You're going to get the mix of people that absolutely adore it, love it, and are eating it up. And you'll get the mix of people that are wanting to come for you. Because people are sad.
Yeah.
People don't, you know, want to live their lives. And this is what they want to do
Soft
in their time.
Targets.
You know, you're one of probably 20 people that have commented on that day. You've got to remember stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And also, and I was saying this to you before, what's really interesting about this, first of all, nothing's original. Right?
Yeah, you were saying this. Go on,
like,
pop off.
You grew up in a really orthodox way, right?
Yeah.
Completely. And your escape was like so Queer as Folk, Will and Grace, Desperate Housewives, these kind of pop culture things. So that's in your soul, in your heart and soul, and that's going to be in your repertoire. Without you realizing, you will pick stuff from there, and then you will blend it with stuff you've grown up with and all your experiences, and it'll come out in all these ways because you're a product of your environment.
Mm.
That's it. And it's like music. People are a product of what they grew up with.
Yeah.
You are a product in your environment. So, like, you will dance to Maradala. Does that mean you're copying your fave? Well, you are, because you're doing the choreography she did.
Yeah, but then...
Do you know what I mean? So, you didn't copy anything. We don't care. It's funny.
Yeah.
And you didn't...
I don't want to copy off anyone.
When you did the joke, it's all about intention. Did you do that joke saying, I'm going to copy Karen Walker from Will and Grace and the writers? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, great. But it's in your repertoire of life. Something about that is in your repertoire because of what you've experienced and what you grew up as.
Yeah.
And it's coming through the point of view of a Bushra.
Yeah, 100%.
And so it's completely incredible and amazing. And it links to you because of... It's a deeper story of
it
what
is
these
a deeper story. All of my comedy is always social commentary. Whether I make jokes about first cousin marriages or where I come from or being South Asian or Caucasian people or race or children, you know, I always it's political commentary. So like there are people who are talking about child labor and you know in my videos saying you know it is an issue. It makes people think, and then people are like, I see what you did there. That's clever. It's making us think. Whereas there's other people who are like, oh wow, child slavery. A joke to you, and I'm like, no, it's not. Also, it's called child labor, it's not child slavery, so let's just upgrade ourselves there. And also, child labor is not correct either, but I'm playing the horrible character in order for you to think about it and in order for you to talk about it. And I think people kind of can't look beyond surface level, which is really annoying. But this whole Karen Walker thing, okay, I'm not dumb, right? Okay, I am dumb, but I'm not that dumb. Karen Walker is such a strong character.
Oh, girl.
Do you know what I mean? I might as well start walking through every single door going, hello, hello, hello. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just so obvious. There's certain things that you just don't touch because they just don't translate into your life. Mm. So, like, I'm not a multimillionaire socialite from New York. So, do you know what I mean? I'm not out of touch with the world in that way. So, like, I wouldn't take a character. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Bushra is not Karen Walker.
No, exactly. She's not. So it's like, girl, bye. Anyway.
But it's brilliant.
It is brilliant. And do you know what? This has been... I think we should wrap things up.
I think we should,
Do you
too.
Think we should?
Yeah, I think so.
You're looking lovely, by the way.
Thank you.
How are you? I'm kidding. this has been fun. I really enjoy these episodes. I love this new format. Thank you too. To everyone who's been watching. And thank you to everyone who's been... supporting these videos, and you know, it seems to have taken off, and you know, people are enjoying it, which is great. If there's any sponsors out there, get in touch. They need to sponsor us because we're the dolls and we're the girls,
and
the girls
divas.
Who are divas, and we are fierce, and that is what on fleek.
The book.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank
we
you.
Love you, but
you don't love me.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast with Amir and Amir. For all the latest happenings, you can follow us on Instagram @YouDon'tLoveMeBoys. That is @YouDon'tLoveMeBoys.